All I can say is thank God I'm not suicidal. This being another snowy Wisconsin inside by choice and will to live day. Serial days of isolation can make a person who might otherwise be cuddling with a partner or cooking with a buddy pretty blue. As usual, when it snows, I take to my comfort food making. And just at that time, I was making a new recipe for split pea soup. But then, how many soup recipes do I know? I mean, I actually own the Bible, the soup recipe Bible, that is. Will I need to stay in isolation forever? Although I wasn't completely cut off from communication, I did get a hilarious email from a favorite cousin likening her job interview to the dreaded blind date. Only, she said, you don't have to wear your silk stockings or Miss America outfit. Not only did Judy's email give me a giggle, it reminded me of a man I'd recently been dating. A nice man. A handsome man. But for undisclosed reasons, this coupling would never have worked for me. Okay, I'll disclose him. And sure enough, just as I was thinking about Dick, no, really, his name was Dick, he texted me. His text said that he felt misunderstood and thought we should talk. I had broken up with him after a series of drink and dials that solidified my feeling he drank too much for me. Every one of our 6 months of dates was in one or another of his favorite bars. Well, hating to hurt a person's feelings, and believe me, I've had mine hurt before, I wrote a long-winded and emotional-sounding apologetic text to him in response. Something about it was no reflection on him. Actually, it was a reflection on him. But hadn't I retired from the business of changing a potential mate? But the fun part came a moment or two later, when he texted me again. Elaine, I think you're a really lovely woman, and if the relationship with you and Bob doesn't work out, I'd like to see you again. Well, Elaine? So, he has a list of potential women companions. I blushed at my serious no reflection on you text that he and the guys at whatever bar he was at were probably now howling over. I lowered the heat on my soup and sent his text back to him with a note, I think you meant this for someone else. In no time, I got a defensive text response from him. Elaine is just a friend of mine. I was having a drink with my buddy George in her neighborhood, and I thought I'd ask her to join us. I shot back, well, if she joins you, what's she going to do with Bob? I could just see Dick on a bar stool, having shots with his buddies. At least now they could chuckle not at my unsuspecting nature, but at him. Busted. You're buying. I just, as the texters say, could laugh out loud thinking about all of it. And so I just poured myself a glass of sparkling organic pear and started my marathon viewing of Netflix Ally McBeal, the old TV show. I find that sometimes being alone can be being in pretty good company, especially when I treat myself well. I mean, I love chick flicks, but what guy is going to put up with a full afternoon and possibly evening of them? And my split pea soup with chicken sausage made a delightful dinner